7 years ago, I started with loyal helpers and with the trust and faith and support of millions of ordinary Americans. The way was difficult. The path was dark. But I think we have moved steadily forward to the open fields, to the glowing light that shines ahead. The way of our lives seems clearer now if we but follow the chart's democratic fate. There is a great storm raging now, a storm that makes things harder for the world. And that storm, which did not start in this land of ours, is the true reason that I would like to stick by those people of ours until we reach stick by these people of ours until we reach the clear, sure footing ahead. And we will make it. Make it before the next term is over. We will make it, and the world, we hope, will make it too. When that term is over, there will be another president. And many more presidents in the years to come. And I think that in those years to come, that word president will be a word to cheer the hearts of common men and women everywhere. Our future belongs to us Americans. It is for us to design it, for us to build it. In that building of it, we shall prove that our faith is strong enough. Strong enough to survive the most fearsome storms that have ever swept over the earth. In the days, in the months, in the years to come, we shall be making history, hewing out a new shape for the future. And we shall make very sure that that future of ours bears the likeness of liberty. Always, the heart and the soul of our country will be the heart and the soul of the common man, the men and the women who never have ceased to believe in democracy, who never have ceased to love their families, their home, and their country. The spirit of the common man is the spirit of peace and goodwill. It is the spirit of God, and in his faith is the strength of all Americans.